Peace.
Views.
This might be the last Big Sean song I like, man. Oh, he got one more. He been garbage, though.
I like his first one.
Let's go, Sean.
Look, I live the life I deserve. Bless. Fuck a vacay, I feel better at work. I mean, whatever it's worth, I give whatever I'm worth. For my niggas who gon' go to hell and back for me, I'ma give them heaven on earth for a hell of a check, yeah, whichever come first. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Look at my life, man, that's lessons on lessons on lessons. I treat the beat like it's a reverend. I tell the truth like, Father, forgive me, these are all my confessions. Man, this wasn't luck, it was destined. I done lost homies who been with me since Ed, Eddie, who flipped like confetti. And then
how y'all feeling out there? It's raining and shit.
That shit get petty. Bitch, don't get no dap to me, nigga. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me, nigga. Was off for a sec, now it's back to me, nigga. You mad at me, this ain't what I want, man. This what it had to be. This is that late night working after three, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the pussy the tightest, the drinks are the coldest, the future the brightest, the feet not divided, the love is divided, and I just gotta thank God that we got it.
Bless.
I don't know what I would do without a crew. Look like we robbed a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit with profit, oh God.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up,
I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up.
Look, I ain't gon' say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over. I don't need them favors that you asked me for. I could give two fucks about where the Grammys go.
Check me talking, man. Hey, peace, y'all. This is the Views from the 7 podcast. It's your guy, Spence. I'm joined with my damn.
Y'all, fucking up.
Wifey.
Yeah.
Skinny.
Yeah.
Shout out to my mic going out. Shout out to Bundy, man. I'm wishing him all the A's in the world, man. Yeah, he on his shit though, man. He'll be back real soon. Shit, where we start, man? We got a lot to get to, man. What's been going on?
You first.
Me first.
Either or.
nothing much. You know, just the same old. Being a mom, wife, all that good stuff.
Exciting.
Yeah, exciting. I don't really have much going on this week.
Skinny?
My daughter in chess club, bro.
Oh, that's what's up, man?
Yeah. I don't know. I picked her up from chess club today. She like it. Like the instructor said she was doing good.
Yeah.
I don't know how good a 5-year-old can do in chess, but... Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I haven't set the board up yet to see if she know how to move the pieces yet. I'll probably do that this week.
That's dope. I got a cousin that learned how to play chess in prison. And
That's kind of what a lot of people learn.
Yeah. But you know, he went on to do the shit like competitively. So he do it like for a living now. Yeah.
That's dope.
He can make some pretty good money.
Yeah, he say, you know what I mean? It's a nice little... I can't do that shit though, man.
Bro,
I'm a checkers nigga, man.
I love chess, but I haven't played enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love it.
Yeah.
Like, my dad taught me when we was hella young. And shit, my dad taught me. I remember when he bought us the PlayStation, he bought us a chess game. It was called, like, Chess Master on PlayStation.
Mm.
So
sounds
we used to.
Teleboard.
Yeah, we used to play that shit all the time. So, yeah, my pops had taught me hella young, but I never played it enough to really learn strategy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just was good enough to be like, I know I'm going to move this piece after this piece.
Yeah.
My dad kind of like, you know, your pops play chess. You know how that shit go. They can tell you how fast they're going to be in the game.
Hey,
like, we got about 6 moves and it's over with.
A few more moves.
I wasn't that good.
You go to the pen, man. You either come out a Muslim or you know how to play chess, man.
It's
one or the other, man. Or spades.
Well, you learn spades if you got a black family, shit. They going to teach you right at the table. You going to learn early for the most part.
Cool on the space thing, man.
I never played chess in the joint. Like, that's where I wasn't playing chess at. And just because, them niggas a different level of
Yeah, and I love saying this is Chestnut Checkers, and I don't know how to play that shit at all.
How can you use that phrase if you don't know how to play?
I don't know. I'm a checker nigga. But I can't say this is checkers, not chess.
Yeah, you don't sound
right. Checkers is definitely very simple.
But checkers is, you still like, you know, it's a simpler win, but you winning.
But that's the whole purpose, is like, chess is much more complex, so that's why they say chess, not checkers.
I guess checkers is a, I guess you can have a strategy.
Yeah, so like short-term strategy. Chess is like, sound like some shit that's like all day, like some Monopoly shit. I don't know nobody on earth that has ever finished a Monopoly game.
That's crazy. It depends on how many people I'm playing with.
You finished Monopoly before?
What? We used to play Monopoly all night. That's like the game night thing. Everybody, all the cousins come over, we would play that shit. They would, we play shit all night. Niggas literally going to sleep on the floor.
Yeah. Waiting for their turn.
That's why so many niggas in debt, nigga. We buy every motherfucking thing. Up. Next thing you know, you ain't got no money. You broke.
Go straight to jail.
Yeah. Buy everything up and selling that shit because you ain't got no money, man. That's how we play Monopoly.
Bro, me getting older and learning that a lot of the rules we play in Monopoly was not the rules.
No. Same as fucking Uno.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I was like, oh shit. Like, it's not always money under free parking. We don't just take the property when the person lose. I thought it was just all mine. She got to go back to the bank. We supposed to buy it. Like, what the fuck? I really thought, like, if you lose your money to me, everything you own goes to me.
It's a lot of shit that's nigger rigged, that we nigger rigged for real. It's a lot of games we nigger rigged.
Why do we do that?
So that we can win faster.
Everybody put their own advantage on shit. And the first time that I knew it was dominoes, because you know my mom and my pops are like real. They play dominoes a lot,
right?
And hey, we gotta break them rules down before we even bring out the box.
What y'all doing?
And then as you start getting into the games and shit, it's like,
man, listen.
Even on 2K, niggas be like, hey, 20 points, it's a wrap. 20-point blowout.
It's
over. It's like, nigga, what? It's four quarters. Nigga, what you doing? They can come out hot. 20. Hey, it's a wrap. Nigga, god damn.
Yeah.
Fucked up, man.
Yeah, we cheat the system, man. We definitely cheat the system.
I think it's to shorten the game. Like, because if you play Monopoly by the regular rules, you are going to be playing all night long. But, like, it kind of, like, shortens it up a little bit.
Yeah, you got different ways of getting money, man. I'm gonna put this money on free parking, man. all your money that goes, put all that shit in free parking. Free parking used to be fat, boy.
Yeah.
Free parking used to be fat. Like, man, I can't wait to land on free parking. Like, I know that rule. That rule ended up being bullshit. The taking everybody property shit ended up being bullshit. And then I remember the first time playing dominoes, a nigga telling me everything's 10 and up. And, we learn fives.
Yeah.
I was like, what you mean? So, everything 10 and up.
That's
like,
crazy.
You can't get no nickels? Like, niggas, no nickels. It's a grown man game. Like,
who made that up?
I know.
Real thing.
Penitentiary rule.
I know it was 10 and up to get on the board.
Yeah.
Which is also some bullshit.
10 and up to get on the board, and then no nickels at all. Like, everybody I play with play like that. There's no nickels at all.
That is crazy.
And it'd be like, all I need is five, though. Like, that's literally all I need is 5 points.
Yeah, we're a nigger rig.
It don't matter. He got to get 10 and up. Like, shit like that. Like, even at the end of the game, like, domino, you got 5 points for me. It's like, yeah, you don't get nothing. Like, nigga, what do you mean?
Wow, this shit add up, nigga.
Yeah, after a minute.
Man. It's some bullshit. That's why I'm cool on spades, man. Because spades is the... Dominoes can get violent if you're playing. Spades can get violent fast.
Yeah. I've seen it escalate like several times, getting guns pulled out on people. Like, why are you pulling a gun out?
So, space is definitely
like, for what?
And it sounds like there's like a million different rules for space. Everybody has, even when I be seeing y'all make posts about it and shit, everybody have different rules.
House rule. Yeah. Everybody had their own house rules. My auntie them. Like, we play no jokers, three sets. You out the game. You get set on the first one. 10, whoever get it, you out. You know what I'm saying? To my auntie, you got to bid the first 10 for a person to lose, or else they can really get 3 points. Like, that was weird. And then it was no limit to sets. And then they do a fucking thing that's called a blind 10. A blind 10 is worth 400 points. We only going to 350. So if I got you down 100 and you do a blind 10, see, you fucking win the game.
These are like Spades Olympics. Because that's too much. Like I just heard about like Big Joker, Little Joker. That's it.
Nah,
it's like walking on the yard unaffiliated. Thing. It's like,
yeah, they play with jokers too. It depends on what. That's why whenever time I sit down at the space table, I ask, what are your rules? Like, what is the rules when we sit down? Now, I know some niggas that if I win, you have to play under my rules now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
whoever, oh, okay, because I was just
whoever the king
that,
of the table.
You know, like, punk a nigga out his rules and shit.
Like, yeah, I've definitely done that before.
Like, no, we
like, nigga, once I win, like, okay, we playing with jokers right now. But once I win this, it's this whole table changed. Whoever comes sit this table now, it's my table now. We playing this way. I've definitely done that shit. So,
yeah, it's bullshit, man.
Niggas, it's definitely a fight over space. But most spades fights is between the partners.
Yeah. See. Okay. So,
especially if they. I had got taught
how to play spades, but I was drunk, so I was playing very good. But I was. It was early in my early days when I had just started drinking, so I was like really drunk. And then I tried to play sober, and I kept, and I was actually playing with a chick and shit, and I kept reneging, and like I could see it on her face. Like,
oh yeah, that's the fight.
It just the face changed. Like, damn, you don't even like me no more. Jesus Christ! I haven't picked up any cards since.
So when you say you kept reneging, what do you mean, like?
Whatever I was doing, she just kept telling me. And then at some point, she like slapped my hand. Like, stop doing it.
Like, he cutting the car, but he really got the car that he cut.
Oh.
Shit like that. I know what the fuck I was doing. I was playing sober at that time. But it was so fucking like, she was like so aggressive. I was like, I'm cool. This is not a game I want to try.
It's mostly the part. Especially we two niggas have been to the joint. Like, if I play a certain card and you don't play what you're supposed to play, like, these are penitentiary rules. We know what the fuck you're supposed to play when I play this card. I'm tripping.
Yeah.
Like, how did you, why was you holding on to that car? Like, you knew that's what I was looking for. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's like this telepathy shit. Yeah, we feel like we got. Niggas will nigger rig a game.
Killer Man. Remember Killer Man? At some point, nigga, you get caught. Niggas doing wrestling moves on you and shit. Like, oh, damn, yeah. Nigga, you trying to hurt me. You trying to hurt me, man, nigga.
Oh, 21 tip.
Ball driver and shit, nigga. How the fuck you get a ball driver out of fucking... We play football in the grass. And you ball driving me.
Nigga, I remember playing 21... Crazy. I was playing 21 tip with some niggas. And a nigga told me, because he double pumped my tip, I'm out. I was like, what? A tip is a tip. He's like, no, but I double pumped it.
Yeah.
I was like, nigga, what? Who made this rule? Like,
tip during 21 was some bullshit. Tip during 21 is some bullshit. What the fuck? Then a nigga come out there hella tall, bro. I was like, nigga, what the fuck?
Nigga, I remember playing on like Cox. You know, they had the small ribs and shit.
Yeah.
So niggas could dunk the little 8-footer. Oh my nigga, if I dunk the tip though, is you out. Like, how do I shoot this ball and not make it go off a rim a certain way so you can't dunk it? Like, nigga, you waiting way back so you can run up and oh my nigga, yeah, tip. Tip will start a fight too.
Yes, it would. Then I gotta sit on the fucking sideline. I gotta wait for an air ball. The bitch ass nigga knocked the air up. Nigga, oh my God, bro. You breaking back memories now, dude.
You getting upset now.
Because you had a ball in. Because you catch an air ball and you had a ball in your hand. And nigga tip it out your hand. You bitch ass nigga, boy.
Oh
yeah, boy.
Oh my God. And you was a shooter too. I'm definitely not letting you catch an air ball. He's a shooter. I'm definitely not letting that nigga catch an air ball. Because he finna come in this bitch and just start going crazy with the jumpers. And now it's like.
Now how do you catch back up?
Right, he didn't lose. He was sitting out the game. He caught a fucking. Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
Man. I remember my first time losing a game to a nigga that got tipped out. And he came back in and won. Oh my God.
Oh, that's
some
bullshit. You a hoe.
Nigga.
You a whole ass nigga, man, for that.
We got to fight, bro. Like, I am pissed off. Like, this nigga really just... And I'm mad at everybody else that was on the court. Because first off, y'all let the nigga catch the shit. Then y'all let the nigga just come back and just dominate this game.
Give me the sorry nigga that wins. We all playing hard as a motherfucker. Everybody playing hard. We out there arguing. We pushing each other. We close to fighting and shit.
This nigga making sorry points. You ain't even paying attention to his points. And he up and say...
That's y'all's fault, though. Pass y'all fucked up. You come back and win. Like,
that's what everybody says. As soon as it's over, hey, this bitch ass nigga. This nigga ain't with shit. Yeah.
21 till it piss you off.
Fuck that nigga.
Especially if you're playing with a nigga that say, no three and outs. Well, you can just sit there and just shoot the free throws. All
yeah, yeah.
Oh, nigga. I used to get mad at shit like that, too, because, like, I know you a shooter. That's why you said that stupid shit.
Nigga, always 17 and shit. Yes, nigga, the game over by this time. Shit.
Oh,
nigga. Man, these kids don't, man, these kids don't be, man.
You get 17.
I don't want to do this kid shit, but, man, they don't even do that shit no more, man.
But getting to 17, playing three and out. 17, you make 18, 19, 20, and you got to get out, and you can't go over 21, so now you just got to start over at 11. Oh, my God. Talking about hurting your heart.
Yeah, man. You brought my memory with that one. Boy, these kids don't play, man. They don't play no more, man.
Nah, they don't got that.
And you run into the little the penitentiary nigga, the big-ass penitentiary nigga that don't know how to play defense. He just uses his arms and shit. So it's like, nigga, you curling me at this point. I can't blow past the nigga. He got his arms and shit. He curling me. I can't do nothing.
Dig it. That's how it was. My fan got out the joint. Vail got out the joint. I never forget. You know, he big and shit now. He all buff and shit. We playing basketball. He pushing everybody and shit. Like, yeah.
Maybe the niggas that come out there with their shirt off and shit. Nigga, I don't want to play against you. You wet as a motherfucker.
Sweaty.
I don't want to play. That's what niggas be like. Hey, I'm just going to let this nigga score, man. This nigga wet as a motherfucker. I'm not finna. Yeah, man. But, hey, man, I got to come in here and I got to apologize. I got to put an apology out there, man. I got to apologize to Netflix, man. I do. Because I saw a video. I was like, nigga, them niggas is dead. It's over. It's over.
You've been telling me about a lot of Netflix movies. Like I just said that last week, too.
Hey, low-key on top.
I think that's pretty much the app you've been on lately, right?
Yeah, man, they on top, bro. They on top. A lot of...
I was watching that Killer shit. I ain't get to finish it because I was just so tired. I was trying to watch Killer.
I fucked with it.
Yeah, I gotta watch. I was liking it. I was just super tired today. I turned it on. But as far as, like, the beginning of the show...
Now I'm watching The Fall of the House of Usher. That shit's so good, man. That shit's so good, dog. That shit is good, man.
Netflix been on lately.
Yeah, they starting to get licensing. So you know, you starting to see the Insecures pop up on there. You starting to see, you know, these big shows pop up on there. At some point, if they get sports, it's over.
Mm-hmm. They getting sports,
are they?
Yeah, they was just talking about it. It was just a fucking ad for it. Netflix Sports.
Oh shit, man. So yeah, I had to apologize, man, because I haven't been on HBO. I thought HBO had a shot, but I don't know if it's because of the strike or whatever. But like,
ever since they went,
the content has went down.
Ever since they turned it to Max, it's been
trash, bro. And I know they put, I ain't been on there now. I know they still put the basketball and all that shit on there. They got TNT. Which is a great look, but like the content is not good, and it's like y'all did way too much.
Yeah,
when they to not have good content.
No, when they merged with fucking what is that Discovery? When they merged with Discovery and shit, they put all them dumbass TV shows and shit. I don't want to watch this shit, man.
Yeah.
So I'm giving probably shit another year or so. A lot of them shit's gonna be gone.
The streaming sites.
Fuck.
Or they might start partnering up more, like.
Yeah, what? Showtime got to do something. Or they gonna be done?
What? What the fuck do Showtime got? Showtime is partnered with
Paramount.
Paramount.
Yeah, it's on Paramount Plus.
Paramount,
but you still got to pay for it.
Paramount, fuck around and be up out of here.
Paramount needs Showtime for you to, because I got Paramount, but that's because I get it free with T-Mobile.
TV, what, like TV shows and shit?
Yeah, I didn't get a movie every now and then. It get a good movie like every now and then. You know what I'm saying? Like, it got some good TV shows, but it get a good movie every now and then that it comes strictly to Paramount.
Disney got to step it the fuck up, too.
Like, I think, is it Paramount? No, Peacock is the only one with Mario right now.
Like, you can stream it?
The Mario movie? Yeah. It went straight to Peacock at first. Like, as soon as it left the movies, it went straight to Peacock.
Like, you got to pay for it, right?
No.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Peacock is the only one that got Mario.
And I don't know why I was thinking Peacock was like similar to Tubi.
Nah, Peacock is basically is MBS. NBC's.
Okay.
NBS. NBC's streaming service. And then Paramount is starting to get a lot of Nickelodeon shit. Like, Good Burger gonna go straight to Paramount. The new Good Burger. But,
Netflix got some Nickelodeon shit. Max got some Nickelodeon shit. Prime got some Nickelodeon shit.
Yeah, but Paramount got like the Teen Wolf movie. The newer movie of that.
But do you go to, when you go to Nickelodeon, are you thinking?
They got like the old Nickelodeon shit, and it's like revamped. The new iCarly, shit like that. But like I said, every now and then it'll get a good movie. Like when Top Gun at first came, like out to streaming services, it went to Paramount first. You can watch it there before you can watch it anywhere else. So every now and then it'll do shit like that.
Yeah,
but it's so far in between that it's not worth it.
Yeah, but the killer is good though, man.
I would think that Paramount would have like a lot of good content on there though, because they had almost like a monopoly on movies. Like when we were younger, everything was coming out on Paramount.
And a lot of them is on there. A lot of older good Paramount movies is on there. Like I say, normally when they do like a rebrand of it, they bring it straight to Paramount.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's similar to music though. Like when it's so much of it.
You can get overwhelmed.
You know, so. Yeah,
that's true.
A lot of that shit need to go ahead and merge up or something. We gonna find out this new deal, whatever comes, you know, with this new deal and shit. And see how that plays out with the streaming services. But I don't know, man.
You got to kind of know, like, if you're looking for older movies, you got to kind of know, like, okay, this movie was made by Paramount. Like, I don't think I'd think of that. Like, I just go to Netflix or whatever, and if I'm thinking of a movie, I just...
Look for it.
Yeah, you could literally put it in Google, and it's going to tell you where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, where you can stream it at. So, yeah. But I think a lot of streaming services... That's like... I was just telling my dad the other day, like, they still got Cox. I was like, Pops, get rid of that.
Like, man, that sounds kind of judgy, man.
They get rid of that shit, because you got everything else.
I think I still... I got Cox for convenience. And that sound... I'm going to put a pause on that. That sounds crazy. But I still have it for convenience. So, like, when some sports come on, when I want to watch some foot, you know what I mean? When I watch some football.
You got all that now with Peacock and everything else, though. Like, you got all of that everywhere.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Peacock got all the football shit because it's NBC.
Still ain't good. I mean, it's weird not to be on the TV.
But it got all of them live. Like, you can get a lot of that shit streaming live. On these different shit. A lot of games that you can't get.
Yeah.
Unless you got, you know, what you got. You got the passes and all that shit, but.
Yeah, I got League Pass for one team, though. So you could, if you get NBA League Pass, you can do for the entire, I think I got it for the entire league. But you can either do the entire league or for one team.
Right.
So, but I'm only watching Spurs games, which is.
It's been pretty tough. It's been a rough season so far.
Y'all doing good at one point.
Yeah, for the first two games. I was thinking about something today, and I think back in the day, I don't know anybody who had more of an anticipation. I want to say, is her reaching overrated? That is
her. Is her what?
Her, the singer.
Okay.
Is the conversation of her being overrated getting ready to start?
I feel like she's getting forgotten about. Honestly, I don't know if I would say she's overrated. I feel like she was initially, but now it's kind of like fizzled out. Like,
that's what I'm saying. From somebody with like such fall from grace, at some point I would, you know.
I wouldn't say she was overrated because, like, when the music that she actually put out, it was great music, but then they made us wait so long for the official album, and then it's like they tried to do different things with her music from what was initially presented that everybody fell in love with, and then it also started to sound the same. Like, you knew if you heard a her feature or a song,
you wouldn't consider her a one-hit wonder?
No, because I feel like she had several songs. Really? What's her one hit?
Damage.
What about Weekend? Oh, not SZA. My fault.
Jesus Christ. That's
SZA. Yeah, Damage.
I just said, like, at some point, like, she was the most, like, sought out artist. You know, everybody was talking about her and the Mystique. And it was like, well, as soon as she decided she wanted to be Asian, it kind of.
Well, she is Asian.
I mean. Soon as she wanted to put that to the forefront, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like she was Black woman with the glasses on. And yeah. And then it kind of like, okay, I want to
embrace both sides.
But it kind of didn't work.
Yeah. I feel like Slide was what didn't work.
Well, that was her. That, I mean, that her label damn near put her fucking mixtape out. Like, why the fuck is Dirt and YG and these niggas on her album when those weren't the songs she was like, she was giving us. Mm-hmm. But to be like super sought, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Everybody wanted a piece of her, no pun. But now it's like, where the fuck, what happened?
I feel like it didn't turn out the way we all expected it to be. Cause it felt like the type of music that she was putting out initially, it was like, okay, this is one of those forever type of acts. Like, you felt like it, like she was going to be around for some time, but I don't know. I mean, it felt like it was also oversaturated, you know, when she was doing the initial releases. Like, we all thought that was an album at first, and they're like, this is not her first album. It's like, okay, well, what is this? Because it's like 25 songs you guys keep releasing. Like, you release 10 first, then you release another 10, then I don't think that it turned out like how I thought she was going to be. I thought that she was going to be like one of those forever type of acts. But I could easily see her being forgotten about, honestly.
You think she can come back?
I think she could. Mm-hmm. I think she might be able to.
Why'd you think not, though?
I'm finna sound really misogynistic right now. But I'm a male. Okay. And I feel like it's not who did it first, it's who's doing it better, mm-hmm. right? And there is no reason for me to go to her when, like, Alex Isley exists. Kind of have the same kind of sound. Ain't no reason for me to go to her anymore. There, and then you got newer acts.
But hers also Alex a songwriter, Isley, too, right?
She also writes some of her songs, right? I don't know. I haven't seen anything that...
No, I'm saying, like, if she still had the ability to create great music. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. some women singers or some singers, period, is not songwriters, so they don't have the... They're looking for and trying to see who's going to give them the hit.
But we were saying last week when we was talking about Jay Holiday, it's like, well, you can still make great music, but this motherfucker is going to care about it.
Yeah,
yeah. His biggest hit is Written by the Dream. Like, he's never written himself something that the world cared about. Her is different. Like, she's actually written these songs that the people love.
I feel like there's newer acts than this, like her. I'm afraid of. Damn, no pun. That's crazy. Because there are so many more newer, younger R&B, like female R&B acts these days. And I don't know if she's big enough to be like, even like when SZA came back, SZA needed a reintroduction almost.
Yeah,
it's just the music. I mean, the music was good, but she damn near needed a reintroduction in a way. But there's a lot of female like R&B acts these days, and I don't know if she can kind of like come back from that. Like,
I heard about her when
even
I heard
on the male side, like Giveon. Where the fuck happened to him?
I like Giveon.
I do too. I really do like him.
You turn me on to Giveon.
I fuck with Giveon because he got like, it's not like toxic. It's kind of like toxic. It's like soft toxic.
But he has such a distinct voice that, you know what I'm saying?
Studio.
Like,
yeah.
Studio.
The studio did it.
Hey, what was they? Boy, they put him on. Hey, if you ever got time, I go look at his BET. Was it busy BET performance? Oh my God, boy, put that nigga. If he don't sing under them vocals,
I think. I don't know. I think Friday is kind of taking the LeGiveon spot.
Friday was trash though. It was trash.
But his voice is so distinct in that he's gonna. I think Friday is going me. Because, I didn't really care for too much of his solo music anyway. But people are starting to feature him, it's starting to be like...
He'll live forever. I mean, not live forever, but he'll eat forever. He said her can produce and she's an actual musician, so she can play with the changes to her advantage. Yeah, that is also
she
true.
Can, but this is also her second rebrand. Like, yes, it this is. This is her rebrand right now. So it's like, you know, I feel like they didn't really monopolize off of the traction that was building behind everybody. Everybody was anticipating the album. Like, we wanted to hear it. We couldn't wait. And then when it came, it just was not what everybody expected or even wanted. It's like, okay, what is this?
See, that'd be the label's fault, though.
Yeah, yes, it is. It is. Yeah.
I think she...
But at that point, the label was putting on... The label put on every hip-hop act, I feel, that they were trying to push at that time. Like, you know what I mean?
And that hurts these kind of artists that can produce, can write songs, can make great music, because you just want to be within their talent. Like, you know what I'm saying? You want to experience their talent.
Yeah.
You don't want to experience the bullshit and the labels kill it. Maybe if she can swindle herself out that deal, that rebrand will probably be her best rebrand, because now we're going to get what we love.
We need him to come back.
I've heard him in a long time.
Yeah, because they blasted him.
He was annoying.
Man, I fucked with him.
Every song she released, here he come. Like, boy, sit down somewhere.
But shit, yeah, give me your shit. I'm starting to get low-key scared for Lucky Day.
Damn, for real?
But he still sounds...
Although his manager is a writer for Color Me Bad. So he gonna...
What about Roy?
Well, the white dude that quit Color Me Bad early.
That's his manager?
Yeah.
What about Ro James?
Ro James been gone. He's turned into Prince, man. I have yet to see somebody try to do Prince and make it. They all fail. Him, Luke James, fucking who else? Miguel.
Yeah, as soon as Miguel turned into Prince.
As soon as they try to do the Prince shit, it's a wrap, bro. It's a rap. But Friday, he going to always be good because, you know, God Deal was his song. Originally.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
I feel so out of the loop because I have no idea who Friday is.
Ooh.
Oh, listen to God Deal. He's the one who's singing.
He's the one who sings God Deal. Oh, okay.
But that's his track originally.
Oh, and Khaled took it.
And he got a song. He got a song now that's kind of doing good.
He got the one with Lil Baby. That's on the radio.
He got the one with Lil Baby.
Oh, I don't.
He got his own too. It's like a marriage song. I was seeing the video. And that one kind of dope too. But God Deal was, that was, when he showed even him recording and all that, like, he was really, like, broke. And, like, it was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it blew up for him.
Princeing versatile.
You can't recreate Prince because.
Nobody wants to. That's what we keep telling
y'all.
But
they do. Like, they try to.
Don't.
They can't.
Nobody want to listen to that shit. When niggas do Michael, they succeed.
Ooh.
They succeed. They do their thing. You got Chris Brown. You got Neo. You got all them niggas be dancing like Michael and shit and be dressing like him. And they succeed.
I don't
succeed.
Know if Neo could dance like Michael, but
he tries. But when they do Michael, they succeed. They achieve in life. When they do Princess, nobody want to hear that shit.
It's a curse.
Prince was an underground great, though. Not like the masses knew about him, but...
Musician. He's a great musician. He's like the Griselda niggas for R&B. Like, it's a distinct crowd for that shit. You know what I mean? It's a very, very distinct crowd. Bro, come on, man.
What you saying now? How you feel
like
about...
like a cult.
How you feel about the shit with Benny and Butcher? Benny and Butcher is starting to get these more features. You turned me on to Benny and Butcher. That wasn't his thing.
Yeah, but he keep getting chewed up. shout out to him. Shout out to him. Shout out to him getting the features. But god damn, nigga. It's like, gee, you just keep getting chewed up, man. Oh, everything.
And nigga, that probably was like one of Wayne's best verses in a long time. And I fuck with a lot of Wayne's newer features, yeah. But I was like,
oh. He ain't, Wayne ain't doing like he did Nas, but it was pretty, it was still good. He chewed Nas the fuck up.
Yeah, but Butcher.
If I would have heard that, if I'm Nas, I'm going back.
Benny got chewed up by Wayne and J. Cole. Like
Cole, no, Cole chewed him up. That was like verse of the year. Like,
left no crumbs.
How the fuck did you like, how did you not? Wait,
and it's like, it sounded like Cole was just doing a bunch of subs. Like he's talking
fuck these niggas that about shit.
Selling drugs. Yeah, it was crazy. But yeah, I've been meaning to ask you that. I was meaning to ask you that even off this shit. But since we here,
y'all ready to admit that I was right about 3K? I tell you how you scared, man. And without Outkast to lean on, he knows that people didn't put him in this kind of overrated status. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to. You can give the bars.
He is overrated.
You can give the bars. But mm-hmm. He'll never put out nothing like. So put that flu shit out.
That's been my argument with Andre 3K, though. Like, until he give me a real hip-hop album.
He never will.
That's the only way he would get. And I just told somebody this the other day, like, even when it came to Outkast, like, me personally, like, when I was listening to Outkast, I was Big Boy.
Because usually it's two Big Boy verses and then three stacks. So it's like, he's giving him the room and opportunity. Bro, all you got to do is show up
yeah.
and cook real quick.
Niggas wasn't talking about, now, I could be wrong. If you niggas are three stacks fans, y'all can try to prove me wrong. But wasn't y'all? I wasn't talking about that nigga till he started featuring on T-Pain and started getting all these.
Yeah, features, he did. I want to say shit. A couple months when he did like, dude, what's it? Tuesday.
Yeah,
when he was freestyling for
Unk, the T-Pain, yeah. The Lloyd. When he started featuring all these niggas, shit, it was
deuces.
Yeah, then niggas was like, oh shit, yeah, he's the best rapper of all time. When it was Outkast, I was listening to Outkast for a Big Boy verse. Now, I'm not saying he didn't have good verses, but I was listening for Big Boy.
I don't you, but see,
until he got weird.
But this is the weird part. This is the weird part, right? Not necessarily the weird part, but I don't see how people can criticize Lauren for having one album, but some people got him in like their top one through three in by verses.
Yeah,
how does that work?
Niggas claim that he was on Aquemini.
He's rapped for damn near 30 years. He just popped out with a flute.
Yeah, and I mean, he did the fucking. He didn't.
So it's a first whole off, flute he didn't, album? Like, I'm.
It's an instrumental.
It's all
instrumental. There is no rapping. It's an instrumental with his fucking flute. And this is, you know, it's some bullshit because he going on a press run about it. This ain't no. If 3K was just this fucking. This figure that just wanted to drop some music. Okay, then drop some music. You went on a whole fucking press run about an instrumental.
Yeah.
Man, fuck out of here. If it was anybody else, come on, dog.
Yeah, 3K is these niggas God.
That's crazy.
From what?
I don't know. I give 3K his
got
verses.
A little something going on.
He did his shit
get
on
the
his verses.
Fuck out of here.
He did his shit on his verses, but. When it can't, like a lot of niggas say, oh, Love Below, Speaker Box, Love like, Below, Love Below was the class. Niggas wasn't listening to that Love Below.
Stop it.
No. With but that, hey, y'all, no.
The white,
that was not happening. Nobody
the white homies like
that.
Shaking like a Polaroid picture. But I like the way you move, ran the
I like
radio.
The way, yeah. Thank you. I it like did. The way you move, ran the radio.
And that still gets played.
Yes.
That will, that's a forever.
So, but man, I just, you know. I
didn't
so.
Know it was just the straight
it's just
flute.
Straight in
it's
the all he flute. Says,
but you know,
he says
what?
he's putting it on the cover on the thing. But no
you,
bars.
But you know what?
It's jazz.
The artsy,
well, fuck out of here.
Like the artsy niggas, they gonna be on it. Like all of the woke and all them, they gonna be playing it.
The right. Artsy niggas,
it's
only
happening.
They only be artsy for a week.
They gonna be playing the fuck out of that. Watch
they made
all
like,
the little places. You be like,
this
really?
Is a masterpiece.
Killer Mike was lyricist of the year. Lyricist
you see how
of
fast
all
that
time.
Went. That came and went so quickly. Like, are y'all still listening to that?
I'm about a year, man. And it's like, man, y'all giving this. If y'all, everybody was talking about giving Nas. Everybody gave Nas a sympathy Grammy award. It's like, well, what are y'all doing with Killer Mike? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
that's the epitome of
sympathy.
Some sympathy shit.
It's like these people that we didn't give a fuck about now coming back at this time, and for some reason we're calling them legends. Don't get me wrong. I thought Killer Mike was decent.
Well,
I've never thought he was a legend.
That's the way they talk about him now. He's a legend.
I don't even know. Now he did his shit on the whole world, and he did his shit on a few songs. But for me,
I like this first.
For me, Killer Mike, I don't associate Killer Mike with music like that at all.
He was more on his
politics shit. That's when I really started to listen and pay attention to Killer Mike, when he had the little movie and shit with the Cripple Cola.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't about his
Bernie Sanders campaign. He was behind that too.
Everybody dropped their little cola too. Nobody saying that shit.
Oh boy, my shit's still on. Oh yeah, we drank that shit. Well, my shit, nigga, my shit's still on
sleep.
Well, my shit's still on the side of the bed. My Cripple Cola bottle is on the side of my dresser, nigga.
Say he woke up with us little night.
He was like, I forgot I wasn't supposed to drink that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I want to know how he got it open.
Nigga, that shit was amazing. Nigga, I drank that shit in my sleep. That shit was great. I ain't gonna lie to you. Shout out to Cripple Cola, man. Was it Cripple Cola and Blood?
Blood. They didn't have that one. I tried.
What was it called though?
I forgot. Blood Soda Blood. I forgot.
Was it Blood? I don't know what that was.
I forgot what it's called. We gotta Google that.
That's crazy, man. Shout out to Cripple Cola, man. Oh, that's crazy. Your man's, man. I know we doing like hella fucking, we ain't did a fucking mainstream. We ain't talking about no mainstream shit in a minute, but
yeah.
Shit's been wild out there lately, man. And
Blood Pop.
Your man's, man. The Fall of Grace, man.
Ooh.
I don't know if this shit got to be a documentary.
Oh, Will?
Jesus.
But
Jesus. It may be a rumor, but
it's been
been a long time rumor.
And I was going to say
it's been a rumor
for so long that they fucked around. I believe it. But I believe it.
Shout out to Johnny. It was blood on the cheek, baby.
But only because it had been a rumor
for so long. Like, they even said, didn't he have property and stuff in Dwayne's name?
Yeah.
Or like,
it was something going on.
Or he loaned
on,
him like some kind of crazy amount of money.
Something about Tisha and Dwayne was supposed to be damn near on the verge of divorce
because of it.
Like, it had been so many rumors around it that it didn't sound far-fetched. Now, it could have been he just saying the shit because he knew it was a rumor, but it's been so many rumors around it that it didn't sound too far-fetched. Like, when I heard it, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, up to the point now, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I already think that Hollywood is gay.
Yeah.
So, me hearing anything is like, okay.
It's like, like I said, man, you know what I mean? Whatever you regard, whatever you do is on you. I don't care about what you do, but it just seems like his fall from grace is just, man, it's like something for the fucking ages. And it almost feels like people are doing this on purpose. Like, now that, because he was just kind of like this perfect, and I don't know where this shit came from, because Will wasn't always like that. Like, I don't know if it was just during like the height of Instagram where he just like turned around and then all of a sudden now he's just super positive. He got all the wisdom in the world, nigga. But it's like, as soon as they found a womb, it's like everybody's picking at it.
Well, Jada was saying that when she was on The Breakfast Club, that this guy is the one that started the rumor and went out with it or whatever.
He's
basically been trying to get money out of them. Mm. So it was kind
of
like a I don't know if we want to call it extortion, but like they were supposed to be doing some type of business together.
He felt like he was a big part through. Of the book or something like that.
Yeah, it fell through. He didn't get what he wanted. He wasn't compensated. So then he went on a press run, I guess, going around saying that.
Yeah, he said it on Old Girl Show that everybody's suing. So,
oh,
what's her name? Tasha K. Yeah, he said it on her shit.
Yeah, and she Jada said that they're filing a suit as well, a lawsuit as well.
And it's crazy because
if it's a long standing rumor, right? So if it's a long standing rumor, multiple people have said this, right? How do you pick and choose who you don't decide? Did I say that right? How do you pick and choose who and who you won't sue?
Because
if everybody's saying it.
Because I think with everyone else has just been like rumors, like a rumor throughout Hollywood. This person is saying, I walked in
on them
and seeing them actually doing it. I don't think nobody ever had like nothing that was concrete. This sounds like the most concrete story that's been said around this rumor.
And you know then he's also asking for money, too, on top of it, to not say, well, I don't know if he said he wasn't going to say anything, but he's asking for money as well. So it's kind of like, you didn't get what you want, so now you're going around here and you're saying this.
And Jada was like, we'll offer to give him some money. It just wasn't what he wanted.
Which also kind of like sent my antennas up, because why did you offer to give him some money? Like this, I don't know.
Well, if you want me to shut the fuck up, give me some money. Even if I have the truth, what's wrong with that? If I got the truth.
But I think he speak about
the dude.
Trying
to pay me off.
He speak about the dude in his book. And dude feel like he should get a portion because of how much he's brought up in the book.
But see, I think that's the issue, though. It's like, you can't choose when and when you don't want to protect me. So, you doing all of this shit. Jada is the reason all of this shit is open, really.
Yeah.
aside from the slap, but she's the reason that all of this shit is really happening. And now, like, who are you to say you want to nigga sue yourself?
But a lot of shit that Jada put out there, Will was already putting out there. It just wasn't names attached to a lot of the situations.
Yeah. They said a lot of the things that she discussed in her book,
he had already released it. And the fucked up part about it is Will be having some, like, his new little podcast is dope as shit.
Nobody want to hear that shit.
Nigga, that shit dope as fuck. I'll be
listening
to it.
Nobody want
to
hear it, man.
And it be like, he be doing other shit that is actually good, and then it's like, well, fucking like, hey, yeah, we ain't doing that.
But it's kind of, I mean, that's in life, man. When somebody portrays to be perfect, people find out you got a, you know what I mean? I think that's the issue with perfection. It's like, you can only be this person for so long. And when someone finds an open wound, everybody's gonna be attacking that shit.
I feel like Will opened the doors.
You think so?
Yeah, because he had already started talking about him and Jada's before his book. He was already talking about him and Jada being split up, them both doing their own thing. Jada living on one side of the house, he living on the other side of the house.
That was a life partnership, right? That was when they was doing the
life. So he was already talking about shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of, like, he was already talking about him and Willow's relationship, how him and Willow had, like, a bad relationship. He was already starting to put certain shit out during social media prior to Jada starting the Red Table Talk. Like, that was damn near his way of telling people to go to Table Talk, because he was talking about different things that he had never spoke on. Because the thing with Will and Jada that was so mystique was, we're just going to let the rumors fly.
Yeah.
They never spoke on shit. Yeah.
So when he started speaking on certain shit, like, we saying y'all swingers, and then he saying, oh, we was like life partners. We wasn't really, she was doing what she was doing, I was doing what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you're kind of saying this shit without,
confirming it.
Exactly. So I feel like Will opened it up. And then Jada just was like more precise with her words, like, this is exactly what is going on. And Will kind of was like leaving it open to imagination.
I felt like it was the entanglement shit, man. That was pretty much the start of, okay, what the fuck is going on? And then
but he had already put it out there. I think it was him being on camera crying about it. Yeah. Like I said, he had already said all of this. It just wasn't a person attached.
How did entanglement shit start? Who can? It wasn't Will, was it?
Will had already spoke about Jada doing other things, and then
but they was getting away with it because they was doing the life. They was kept saying life partnership.
Then August placed himself in the middle of that. You know what I'm saying? Like it was already spoke of. It just wasn't a person to be attached to it. You know what I'm saying? So he had already opened it up to saying, yes, this is what's going on because I'm so afraid of having another divorce.
Yeah.
Because I was so heartbroken from my last divorce because of this, and that. He had already said that. And then you get Jada shit, and then now you got a nigga saying you was getting fucked by Dwayne and your dick little.
That's crazy.
Like, it's like, God damn. Fucked
by Carl Watson, man.
Jeez. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sheesh. What? Okay. So... why is everybody trashing dude, but at the same time, in the same day, everybody's trashing dude for coming out and saying, you know what I mean, Will had blood on his sheets, right? <That's crazy. laughs> But but Kiki Mama threw Usher under the bus.
Threw Usher under the bus?
Yeah, she said, because she dropped a call. There was a call that leaked.
Uh-huh.
And she was basically saying, like, you mad at my daughter for wearing a dress to go see Usher, and Usher fucks men. Like, but everybody was like, oh, she's dainty. Like,
I don't know.
That whole situation is crazy.
No, it's not.
It's
really real life playing out in the public.
Yeah, Hollywood is just proving that they're humans.
Yeah. I don't, that situation though is kind of, I don't know. Like when she dropped the stills, the photos, it's like, okay, is he restraining you? Is he, you know, responding to an attack? It's really hard to look at something at still photos and get the full picture of what's going on.
But our mom came out and was,
my mom talked shit about his parents. My mom was
So you know, even though he's not in the public eye, right? His brother is.
Yeah,
his brother is dude from Insecure. Yeah. So I'm guessing he leaked the tape to Academics. Academics is the one who played it.
And of course, because he always.
Hey man, shit. Hey man, you gotta look out for, you know what I'm saying? Because there is not. I don't know why you're sitting here, but
weird.
I rarely see women, if ever, protect the image of the person that they have children with. Ever.
I've rarely seen women protect the man they had children with?
Yeah. Always smear campaigns.
Ooh.
If it's over, no, they're not going to protect you. Not at all.
That's fucked up. It's fucked up to hear a woman
say it's not that. When your mama get in your business. It's when there is no men in the family to say nothing. I think also dating a woman that don't got nothing but women in her family is a problem.
It's going to be a messy situation now.
How the fuck you dating a woman and there's no men around and then all these other women are single? Who the fuck... what relationship advice are they going to give? Except mess. Thanks. I'll never do that again. Thanks. That is out. But I rarely see, like, when it's over, it's always smear campaigns. Always.
Yeah, and that's fucked up. I think it's fucked up because one day the kids are going to hear this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always... in any situation, I'm whether I fuck with my baby mamas or not, whether we cool or not, I'm never just throwing their ass under the bus because my kids are going. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want my kids to look at their mother as superheroes. Like, I want you to, I'll be the villain. You know what I'm saying? If I have to be, but I want you to see her in a better light than what she is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want you to know your mom.
Could you?
For the bullshit.
Could you live with your children hating you because they didn't know the situation?
Or would you tell them when they age? I think when it comes to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, but even still, I would want for some way for that to be a conversation amongst all of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've definitely been slandered. You know what I'm saying? With my kids. And it's definitely came to a point to where some have to open their eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, my son probably opened his eyes sooner. Mm. But in certain situations, it was like, it's like women ain't gonna be women. Like, I tell my daughters, like, you're just gonna be a woman. And it's fucked up because I don't know how to fix that situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm not saying she's gonna choose sides with her mom. Like, I have a great relationship with both my baby moms now, but it's like a woman is gonna be a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, my daughter do shit, I'm like, damn, you your mama. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see, she get mad. All of them, they get mad and they do women shit. Like, act out in anger. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, this is why I should have had boys. Like, this is why y'all have to transcend.
Yeah. But, I mean, if y'all, unless y'all been living under a rock, you know what I mean? This Keke Palmer situation, it started a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Not even a couple days ago. She went to the Usher show. You know, he said... She went to the Usher show. And,
this last week has been heavy. No, since they dropped that video.
No, she went to the Usher show. Dude said, I mean, Usher serenaded her. That's kind of where it started. At. He's him serenading.
Yeah, and then Usher and Keke dropped that video, and then they dropped the video.
And then there were picture posted by Keke. She took him to court, but she accused him of domestic violence. Order. And then we filed a restraining order. She leaked some videos, I mean, some pictures, some stills of what allegedly is supposed to be some, you know, assault. And then today, she was also awarded temporary sole custody of the kid. He really didn't say much.
Yeah.
All he said, he posted a picture of his baby and said, I'll see you soon or whatever. And then today, there was some audio leaked, which apparently he had to be the one to leak it.
Of course.
Why did that gotta be of course, but...
Why wouldn't he? I would, especially if I know that we fight each other and I'm not just over here beating on you. I would.
I ain't innocent. I mean,
and it's not really like when you say it's a smear campaign and you know all this. What happens is that usually a woman will act out and it'll be, you know, reacting to things that have happened to her. Like these, I'm reacting at this point out of, like you said, out of anger. Mm-hmm. And although you may have felt like you were being upfront, you being honest with me, you can't control how I respond to what you did to me.
Facts.
And what would that be?
If I speak my truth, then that's my truth.
What would be the truth?
What I felt in the moment.
I think 90%
in the moment is what's crazy,
yes,
though.
But you can't control that. That's the thing. Like, you can't control how somebody reacts to what you did to them.
But this is my thing. How is the truth a moment thing? Like, the truth is the truth. How do the truth become in this moment? This is my truth in this moment. No. It's either the truth
if
or
that's
it's
how
not.
I feel. If that's how I feel in the moment, and I'm going to say how I feel.
But it's like The relationship itself is never attacked. You're going straight to my character.
But are these things that you have done?
I mean, when you start getting into those,
I know. Did you do them or not? Like, are they getting into your character?
I think context matters.
Okay, so regardless of all of that, did you do these things to that person?
I think context matters.
Did you do the things or not? Because if you've done them, these are actions, and I'm speaking on your actions. I'm not attacking your character. That is who you are.
Context matters.
That's who you are.
No, that's context.
No, that's who you are. That's who you are. You can't pick and choose. Like, if you're doing fucked up shit, then you might just be a fucked up person.
So she came out. So most women, Most women, in my opinion, are going to come out with three things. That's what this is when it's the smear campaign starts within the relationship. It don't start when it's over.
Facts.
But usually when a relationship is over, it's either your dick is small.
Is it small?
You're a terrible father.
But is it small, though? Because nine times out of ten, it is small. And we loved you through it.
Your dick is small.
And now I'm saying it is small.
You're a terrible father.
That's
put your hands on me.
Yeah.
Did you put your hands on me?
Context
matters. Did you or did you not?
In real life, did it happen or no? In real life, I don't know any men that just be beating the fuck out of women for nothing. I don't. 95% of the men I know, a fight starts when they're in the corner. The problem is, what the woman does is never ever talked about.
So is that okay?
It's
when
not
you're in the
okay.
corner, you can't control yourself and come then you're on, fighting?
Man. I know women like, that be beating that the sense? Fuck out of niggas. And then...
It just sounds bad the way you're putting it right now.
It does really sound bad, but this is real fucking... it is real. No, it is real fucking life. Because when you hear mothers speak, they always talking about, well, I don't want my son to be putting hands on nobody, but he has to defend himself.
Yeah.
And then when they put in that situation, now the same things you taught him, you're throwing at him. Which one is it? And what I'm saying is that I don't know. I hope I don't know. Let me put a disclaimer. I don't know many men that are just going out and just beating the fuck out of women that they're with. It is normally in a reaction to something.
That's normally them being out of control.
Come on, man.
It is.
It's a few situations that I know of a man just being just
a
crazy.
Fucked up person.
Yeah, it's a few situations, but I'm kind of with Spence. Like, the people that I know personally, it's normally, like Spence said, sometimes you're backed into the corner. Like, on one hand, a woman would say, I'm raising my man not to put his hand on women. But on the other hand, she would say shit like, but you better teach your daughter don't put their hands on my son.
Yes.
So, yes. Like, yeah, I'm reacting. Like, I didn't walk away. I didn't got into the corner. I did all the steps. All the steps as my mother taught me, I did every single step you taught me, Mom. Now, I need to choke her real quick because... She's not doing what you said she was supposed to do.
It's normally, but this is a fact though, and I've seen it, and I've also witnessed it. The shit hits the fan when the man wants to leave. When the man really wants to leave, that's when the shit hits the fan. Now she's stopping him. Now she's pushing him. Now she's hitting him. Now she's throwing shit. Now
the man can never leave, but the woman can.
The woman can't leave either. In those type of situations, oh God, nothing.
I mean, yeah, like no, I say, it's a situation where men
at least
are
be honest
too.
About it. You have to own up to your part of it. Like, you can't just be like, oh, she's smearing me. Did you put your hands on her or not?
But most men don't have that. I think well, I feel like most men protect their women. There really is no smear campaigns. It be the women all the time, and it starts when the relationship is going on. That's when I start going around a friend. I start going around your friends. Your friends don't like me. Your friends ain't speaking to me. Your parents ain't speaking to me. Your family ain't speaking to me. All of this just it's building. And now when we break up, now you want everybody to know. Whole while I ain't doing shit. I ain't saying nothing.
In some situations, it be like, okay, let's say. If everything is fucked up in the picture, like there's a hole in this wall, I turned the lamp over. This was me doing everything not to hit you. Like in them photos where shit is fucked up, I probably was trying to avoid doing something crazy to you. And then, like you said, a still photo, you can't really tell what really happened because it could have been you going crazy.
That's the thing. Like that's why at the very beginning I said that you can't really tell exactly what went on because they could be fighting each other. That could very well be happening. And then from the audio that was released, clearly that was something that was taking place. However, you cannot say that somebody is being smeared if this is something that actually took place. It did happen. You did it. I did my part. You did your part. I think you a fucked up person. I choose not to just hold it to myself. I want to tell everybody. And you choose not to. That's your right. I have no control over how you behave and what you decide to do with the information that you have. No, it's not. I can't control what you do. And you can't control how I react to what you've done to me. Like, that's just the bottom line.
When do the
we break up and you want everybody and you we break up
you typically the person to let, know. Let's be clear, typically the person that wants everybody to know that the other person is a shitty person is the person that's not over that person. That's the one that's usually not, going it is
narcissist behavior then.
Well then a narcissist could be a man or a woman. It could be the person that is still hung up on the other, they're not satisfied with the way that things ended. Those are typically the people that are going around and saying all these things about the other person. Mm-hmm. It's not always the woman and it's not always the man. It's whoever is still hurt and is unsatisfied with how things dissolve.
So what would be the reason then? Okay, going to court, you doing all of this shit is one thing. That's kind of, I don't know, I don't think that is public record, but TMZ got a hold of it because
they get a hold of everything.
Yeah, they're products of the people. But what will be the point of putting the steals out there?
So she put that out so that she can prove that he's been abusing her so that she could get the sympathy. Clearly.
So you make my point.
I'm arguing against your point or for it. I'm just saying that it's not always the mom. Like you said, you can't really go off of, or like I said, you can't go off of the still photos because there is going to be two sides of everything. Like, was she attacking him? Was he, you know, trying to restrain her? Like, there are different ways. When I first saw it, I didn't immediately feel sympathy for Kiki. I was just like, well, I don't know. Cause the way that she kind of talks to him when they're on live and stuff, she's very aggressive with him. Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm not privy to any of this.
Yes. Like she, you know, like when she was asking him about, they went out for her birthday and they were talking about Virgos, how he's surrounded by Virgos. He couldn't get into words like edgewise, like at all. She was over talking him and, you know, like kind of like being aggressive when she was speaking to him. So when I first saw it, I didn't feel sympathy for the situation because it's like, okay, this is just who she is. She's over the top. Her mom is over the top, too, because I'm watching her video. And I'm like, okay, well, this is who she gets it from. You know, it's not an automatic type of thing that everyone decides with the who comes out to portray themselves as the victim.
I need Rihanna type photos. That is fucking hilarious. I think the person who feel like they hold the power is normally the domestic partner. Like whoever holds the power, like Kiki in the situation, 9 out of 10, she probably got the most money in this situation. She holds the power.
She has an image to maintain. And if I got to step on your fucking head to withhold this image, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I feel like that's the situation most times. Male or female, whoever feel like they hold the power is normally the domestic person in the situation. It's the domestic partner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I hold the power. You're staying here. You have to stay here because I pay all the bills. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I control this situation. Yeah. I can talk to you crazy. I can belittle you. I can do whatever the fuck I want to do because I hold the power.
And I control you.
Yeah, I control the situation. Because
I'm providing a lifestyle for you.
Exactly. So I feel like whoever holds the power normally is the domestic person. In this situation, it's Kiki is trying to make him the monster. And I'm not saying he's not. I don't know their relationship, but... Right. The power is in her hands for the most part.
So how do y'all deal with it personally? Smear campaigns. I'm calling them smear campaigns, but it's when you break up with somebody and they just
for the most part, for me personally, I haven't really dealt with it too much. Mm. Right? Most of the time during a breakup, it's normally like a mutual situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, we both know it's not going nowhere. We know we're not, you know what I'm saying? We know we're not right.
let's go ahead and part.
Yeah.
But how I, the my first time going through it, I was grown. So honestly, I didn't know how to handle it. Mm. Like it was a mental breakdown for me because my kid is involved. My kid at the time is like my life. You know what I'm saying? Like everything mm-hmm. that I'm doing on the streets, everything. My reason for staying on the streets is my kid. So when all that shit was happening, shit, I'm gonna be real. I didn't know if I even wanted to live no more because I've never dealt with this.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Like I think so logical that I was like, why? Like why? What did I do? You know what I'm saying? Like what happened? So for me, it was difficult because I've never dealt with it.
Yeah.
Now that I've been through it, like I'm one of the people. I just got to go through something once. Like now that I've been through it, when I see the signs. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? I just kind of
start preparing for it.
Yeah, I just kind of prepare myself for it.
What? Have you had one against you?
Like, against me?
Like a...
Yeah.
Break up with somebody or...
Yeah, I did. And like we both kind of went back and forth a little bit on social media. Like with... because we have mutual friends and stuff. And we didn't even have any kids in common. It was really bizarre that we were even doing that.
Yeah.
But you know, like how, I don't know, men like, oh, you didn't stay down. Like I was struggling a little bit, you know, try to say little things about you or whatever, because you didn't want to stay in a situation that you knew was a dead end.
Yeah.
But as far as like throwing, that was probably the only time that I've ever like participated with my children's fathers. Like never, I don't say anything. I have absolutely nothing to say. Not even to them, because I feel like I watched my mom, like when it came to my father and everything, she never, ever, ever, ever said anything bad about him or even really anything good. Like she just didn't say anything because she figured like you'll figure out on your own. And I did figure out on my own. I was able to build my own opinion and have my own relationship with my father based on my feelings, and it had nothing to do with her. And I feel like I took that on, and with the girls, I don't talk about them at all. Mm. Never say nothing.
I know both sides, right? So
you didn't smear it and been
smeared.
Oh,
fuck, what? Well, not necessarily smeared. I'm not going to say smeared. Because I feel like a smear campaign is some shit that's not true.
Okay.
Right?
So the events didn't happen, or did they happen?
They were happening, and I was lashing out.
So then it's not a smear campaign.
No, that's what I said.
They actually happened.
Yeah, I'm not calling it a smear campaign. I'm just saying I was on both the receiving and the giving side of things, right?
Right.
So I'm giving it. I'm pissed. It doesn't mean they're not true, but I'm lashing out.
Right.
Right. Especially during those times where, like, I really didn't, you know, I felt like I didn't really have anybody to talk to. I've always had to get it on my own. You know what I mean? So I ain't really had nobody to talk to, and the nigga was going through it, man. So I was lashing the fuck out. And I think what made me even more mad is, like, she ain't pay that shit no mind. And that pissed me off even more, man. And I'm fucking, man. Right? Now, on my end, I'm pretty straightforward. Like, you know, I've been doing this and shit. I'm pretty straightforward, man. I'm open book, man. You can't really threaten me with too much. You know what I'm saying? I think around the time, like, when my son passed away, my name was getting thrown in the dirt.
Yeah, that was a tough time.
And I didn't say nothing. I really ain't, you know what I'm saying? I really ain't say nothing.
I mean, you had other shit you had to deal with, too.
But it was still, man, that's like... fucked
up, yeah, that my was name was getting thrown in the dirt. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, bro, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, you smearing my name to cover up your guilt. You know what I mean? And I didn't say, you know what I mean? I didn't even, like... And that's probably where I get it from now, where I kind of just, it ain't even nothing to say, man. You know what I mean? Because, you know, as I get older, man, I'm starting to realize, like, it's excitement. You know what I'm saying? The gossip and all that shit, the gossip and shit, that's all excitement. But, like, life will show you. You know what I mean? Like, the truth is going to come out. The truth is going to come out at some point. You know, life will show you the truth. And the niggas that really care about it will see it. Everybody else, they don't give a fuck about how y'all feel, man. Mm-mm.
They just invested in the drama, that's all.
I'm even to the point now where I'm like, I mean, it will be interesting to see how my kids feel coming up as they get older. Cause I am like, I don't really say too much. I'll blow up. I'll get mad. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'll get mad. You know what I mean? But it is, I don't really, as far as how I'm feeling and how is chick going and throwing under the bus and all that shit, I don't do that.
Has it ever been something that you heard from your parents that you questioned later in life to the other parent? Like whether them two were smearing each other? Like whether you probably was just an earshot. Not more so like her telling you, your mom or your dad telling you like your.
This, you know, my parents were young, man. You know what I'm saying? My parents were really, really young. I, like, grew up, basically, you know, me and my parents grew up together, damn near. Right. You know what I'm saying? And so I seen it all. They were. Now, I didn't know no details.
Right.
But I seen the aftermath of what was. You know what I mean? And as I got older, I had never... I never chose sides. Now, I had my grievances when it came to both of them as a, you know, just coming up as a kid.
Right.
But I never chose sides when it came to what they had going on. Right. Now, I can't speak for my other siblings, but me, I never chose sides. Because, I'm getting older. I'm older now. I'm starting to, like, understand. I'm starting to see. And, yeah, we all fucked up.
Right.
That's how I look at it. You know what I mean? I'm low-key glad. Now, I seen both of them flash.
Right.
But I never heard my dad slander my mom. That I'd never heard.
I think that's kind of how it was with my parents. And I only think of that because, like, I'm like, damn, is my kids going to come to me about anything one day? Because, like, with my mom and dad, I never heard my dad slander my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my dad just accepted whatever guilt. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, he just, whatever villain she made him out to be, he just accepted it. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Now, I do remember my dad telling me, like, when I was younger, like, you'll understand when you become a man. You'll understand when you start getting into these relationships. Like, he didn't really say nothing bad about my mom. And I used to, like, you will understand later.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, so my mom went through, like, a nervous breakdown. So within her nervous breakdown, she would have her arguments that she would have with my dad with me. Mm-hmm. So when I got older, I would ask my dad about events that my mom spoke on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then he just was like, he just would tell me the event. Like, this is what happened. This mm-hmm. is how that happened. This is, you know, what it is. And then, like, I can't say it was my mom smearing the conversation because she was out of her mind. She didn't know who she was. She really thought she was talking to my dad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, she really didn't know. And then, you know, later on, you get the, like, I have seen my dad exes because my dad didn't mess with women that was younger than him get on social media and low-key slander him.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? And it was like, damn, I'm right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to see, we follow each other, you know, like we friends.
Yeah.
But, you know, and you, like, I know you're speaking on my dad, but you're trying to play it like an ex. You know what I'm saying? Like, you will see shit in the comments and it's like, damn, like,
Why would you do that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
so how far do you allow arguments to get around your kids?
Damn, it's crazy. I damn near had one today. so I try to back out of it ASAP. Like, if I'm in front of my kids, I try to just be like, all right, we finna go. Or we finna, you know what I'm saying? I try to just walk out and try not to get far into it. And that just come from with my oldest. She would see arguments with, not me and her mom, but she would see arguments with me and other women. And she started feeling like she was the reason why.
Damn.
So I started to cut it. So that made me learn to cut it off, like, ASAP. Because she'd be like, damn, do she hate me? You know what I'm saying? Like, why only when I'm around she's tripping? You know what I'm saying? Like, you leave with me and then she's calling your phone 1,000 times and she got a problem about something. Like, you know what I'm saying? And she always thought it was her fault. So that makes me cut it off fast. Like, I'm already not an argumentative person. Like, I already don't want to argue.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, I have, like, if I have clear feelings for you, if I love you or anything like that, I don't want to argue with you, because I always think, like, I think
what
crazy.
If something gonna happen?
Yeah, I think crazy. So, because of that situation with my oldest daughter, now I would instantly try to cut it off. Like, okay, let me walk out. Like, we can revisit this later.
Yeah.
I'll walk out and she might text me or, you know what I'm saying, something like that. Like, I'll let any of that happen, but I want to get it out of the earshot of the kid as soon as possible. So I do run from it a lot now. Yeah. But at first, I used to go there. Ready to trip, fight, all the shit. I used to go there.
Man, but, you know what? That's how I am, man. And I've just learned to accept it, man. At this point, I feel like, I think the best my relationship, I'm not even going to say family. I think the best my relationship has ever been with my kids was before my son passed away, right?
Yeah.
And then after that, I haven't been as emotionally there as I used to be.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's more so like, man, I'm just trying to get y'all. It's almost like when you go through something that's like that, it's almost like, man, I just want y'all to grow up, man. I just want y'all to grow up and get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? It's like, I want y'all to, not necessarily like that, but like, but it's like, I just want y'all to grow up, man. I just want y'all to, you know what I mean? I want y'all to live, you know what I mean? Because I'm like terrified that shit happened again, you know what I mean? And so emotionally, I'm not there as much as I used to be. I do feel like, as far as arguments go, I'm the type. I mean, if I'm feeling some type of way, you know what I'm saying? My kids are going to feel it. My kids are going to feel it. Sometimes, you know, the fucked up part is it ain't got nothing to do with them. You know what I'm saying? It's just I could be going through something. You know what I mean? Or, me and wifey be into it. You know what I mean? And I don't want to talk. You know what I mean? You're going to know, like, you're going to know that. You can see it on my face that I'm going through something.
Right.
I think the problem I got is once you get me there, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? It takes a lot. It takes a lot. And it'd be fucked up because I do not like to argue around anybody for that. I don't like to argue around anybody.
Right.
Let alone my children. But once you get me there.
We there.
I'm there. And it's hard to calm you down.
Like I said, I used to be that way. And my daughter saying that changed it. But I definitely, like, once we in the ring, we fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, once we step in this ring, like, we in this arena, wherever we got to take it to.
Because I be quiet, man. And I'm, you know what I mean? I be quiet. Now, I think if I got an attitude or I'm feeling away, you know what I mean? I am very, very quiet because I don't want my children to know. Or I don't want my children to know anything about what I got going on. I could take those punches.
Right.
You know what I mean? I could take those punches, but yeah, once you get me there, wife?
I try not to argue in front of them, but you know, I'm more of a, I need to get it out right now. I'll call myself like, okay, well, I'm gonna go in the room. We're gonna talk about it in the room, but they gonna hear it anyway. Cause you know, if I'm upset, we're gonna be loud. Like, yeah. You know, but I feel like, I don't feel like it's really necessary to hide the fact that, hey, sometimes we are going to argue because we are still human. Like, sometimes we take away the human factor away from our parents. And I don't want to take that away from my kids. Like, I want them to know, like, hey, sometimes we don't fucking like each other. But we do love each other, and we're still going to work it out. You know what I mean? Like, we're at the end of the day, I always have his back. He's always going to have mine. But sometimes we don't agree on everything. We just don't. Now, will I go in there and talk to him in detail about what we, you know, arguing? Of course not. Absolutely not. We're in the room. We're dealing with it between the two of us. But I don't really go out of my way to, like, not let them know that we're arguing, I guess. You know, I don't start anything in front of them, but I want to talk about it now. Like, we need to go in a room and talk real quick.
See, and that's yeah. And it's crazy because I be...
What?
I can't talk about stuff in a moment. I can't do it. And then it's bad because once I'm over it, I don't want to talk about it at all.
And see, the reason why I am that way, so it may be funny and, you know, like, laughable to you, but I have severe anxiety. Like, I have really, really bad anxiety. So I cannot sit on something that's bothering me for a long period of time. I have to talk about it right away because I get physically sick. Like, my stomach starts hurting. Like, I can't just sit on things. Like, if it's something and I feel like you're acting weird with me, I'm over here just thinking all kinds of different, like, crazy things. Like, well, what was it? What did I do? Like, no, I want to talk about it. You tell me, why are you walking around here with attitude? And me and all and everybody in here feeling it.
Could it not be too? See, and that'd be my thing. Like, sometimes, like, I know how to direct my anger.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if it has nothing to do with you, just leave me be. Because it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
And then
I don't want to tell you what it has something to do with. And just then let
I
me f- get
and then
away.
I feel like, okay, that's perfectly fine, but don't take it out on everybody. Like, if you just going through something right now, just say, hey, you know, I just need a moment to myself. And you could be left alone, but you don't be in here like lashing out on everybody.
I'm not afforded that.
Cause I'm like, ain't I feel like in my situation, it's like my silence is enough. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you can just feel my energy that I'm just not feeling it today. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not in the mood for nothing. Let me get myself in whatever I need to do to get me. Don't ask me what's wrong. Don't keep asking because now you're wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, now I am taking my anger out on you because I'm trying to put it where it needs to be and focus and all the shit, but the constant, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Bothering me will make it like, you know what I'm saying?
And then it's kind of tough though too, especially if you're dealing with somebody that's like has always considered themselves like a fixer. Like they want to they're a nurturer. So it's like they see you're somebody that they love. They see something is bothering you. They want to fix it. Like, well, you know, and they absolutely may not have the ability to fix anything that's going on with you at the moment. But it's like, okay, well, what is it? So that maybe if you talk about it, you might feel better. But, you know, we can't control how y'all, you know, respond. And we can't delegate and tell you how to process things and how to get through things. But you do also have to kind of understand the other side of it. I know when I do it, I don't mean no harm. And I do this with everybody. My kids, they hate it. Everybody, my kids, my husband, everybody, they're like, let me have my moment. And I'm like, okay, well, then don't tell me you're sad because I want to know why and I want to try to help you.
Yeah, that shit like, irritates my soul.
Yeah.
That shit irritates my, but it happens. Like, people are trying to fix stuff. Like, I remember telling
kids how fighting fair, respectfully, and remain in love, it looks like.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, for me, it's, I don't know. It's just difficult. A motherfucker trying to fix my problems. Like, I remember telling one of my exes, like, if same as I let you vent, like, sometimes when I'm just the ear,
yeah.
If you pick at me too much and I do start venting, Be the fucking ear. Don't be the person making it like you're the problem. Now you're trying to fix my problem by telling me your problems within. Jesus. And now I got to fix your problem while trying to. God. Like, it just become too much at one time. Like, yeah. This is too much or going
offering
on.
Unsolicited advice. Yes. I have that bad, too. Because, no, I do. Like, there's That's been times crazy. Where he's, like, you know, talking to me, and I'm thinking that he's telling me something because he wants my advice on it, and he really just wants me to listen. And, like, lately he has been very vocal. Like, I don't need you to tell me. Like, I just want to talk right now. And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. And I do pull back. Like, once you tell me that, it's like, okay, I apologize, and I'm going to let you have your moment.
Right.
But you don't feel like you know, in the moment, you don't really feel like you're doing anything wrong. You're trying to help.
Well, see, you know, in the beginning, like, coming up, man, all I knew was war, bro. Like, going at it. We going to argue. We going to do all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And then the homie Brittany, you know, when she got to therapy, man, like, you know, the first thing she had told me about damage control, you know what I'm saying? And it stuck with me. And I remember when, back in the day, Drake said some shit like, when he's upset, he doesn't get on the internet for like 72 hours, some shit like that, right? And I kind of like combine those two things, man. It's like, if I'm upset, I can deal with my kids just being like, oh, dad's just mad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I'm not throwing nobody under the bus. I'm not a victim. That shit can make me, I'm not going to be, your mom's irritating me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that. That shit is trash. That's never been my get down. It won't be my get down. So I can handle when my kids be like, oh, here come dad. You know, dad's just, you know, he's mad. You know what I mean? I'm cool with that. It is what it is. I feel like, if you give me a little bit of space and let me come down, and eventually we'll have the talk. What ends up happening is you forcing it out of me. At some point, we're going to start arguing.
Yeah.
And damage control is just all about us not having a conversation when I'm upset, because it stops me from saying things that I don't mean.
Right.
But we know those things that you don't mean, no matter how much we forgive each other for them, they don't go away. Mm-hmm. They stick. So now, you forcing me to talk. Now we arguing. Now I feel like mentally and emotionally I'm in the corner.
Right.
Now I'm going to lash out. And now I'm there. And some shit is probably going to be said that I probably don't mean in a moment, but that's probably going to be really, really mean, because I'm trying to get you to leave me the fuck alone.
Right. I'm going to say whatever to get you to leave me alone.
Now I didn't say something that it's going to stick to you.
And it's like,
and it's a revolving fucking door.
I'm kind of the same way, as far as like, I don't want to talk about it right now because I'm upset, but I don't fault nobody for trying to force it out of me, because most people know, like, once I get over it, I don't ever want to talk about it.
Yeah. But see, Skinny, that's the thing, though. It's like, some of this shit really don't be that serious. Yeah. It's just like, I'm upset in the moment. Give me some fucking space. And I'll come down. I don't got no problem giving niggas space. I have all of it. But once I feel like I'm in a corner, man, and I know I done fucked up a lot of shit by being in attack mode. And, you know, Tamara saying, I've lived my entire life on the defense. I don't know how to fight fair. I don't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As a people, as a community, man, when you live in your entire life on the defense, how do you fight? That's not in us.
I've always lived strike first.
That's what I said, man. If you fuck with me, don't get me there. You know what I'm saying? If you really, really fuck with me, don't try to get me there.
Facts.
If you don't fuck with me, we gonna go there. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I don't know what fighting fair look like. So when I was reading that, like, you know, show our kids how to fight. I don't know what fighting fair look like. I don't know what fighting respectfully look like. I don't know what that looked like. You know what I'm saying? In no way. Like with one thing that, like, with my parents, my dad was so, I've never really seen my dad. I remember getting my ass whooped by my pops one time. My pops whooped me one time. I didn't see him. He wasn't mad. It was just like, I have to do this right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't no, he didn't cuss at me. He didn't spaz. It was like, it was the most respectful ass whooping I ever got in my life. Like, and he never had to touch me again. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because it was like, I have to do this for you to understand why what you did was wrong. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't, he didn't trip. Mom, like, neither of my parents whooped me a lot. My mom, only time of putting her hands on me, it was so much before the hands. It was so much yelling and cussing and, you know what I'm saying, before that happened. My dad was so reserved and so cool and so calm that, and I'm, for the most part, I'm the same way. Like, I will be calm to the end. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I might want to hurt you, but I will be calm all the way through whatever. You know what I'm saying? And you know, when that moment comes, it comes. But like I said, I took every step. Like, every step that I had to take to get away from the situation, I took all of them.
Yeah.
So now it's like, okay, you want me to go to that level.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's hands, if it's whatever, you want me to take it to this level. If I got to cuss you out, if I got to go crazy, you want me, like, my one time of arguing with a female on social media was literally like, I'm taking every step to not have no argument right now.
Yeah.
And all you're going to is my social media. So if that's where, let's talk there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what do you say, man, when there's a, you know what I mean? When there is a domestic situation, like, what do you say? Like, what, she hit me too? Like, come on, man, no niggas doing that, man. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like a lot of women weaponize that shit, man. You know what I mean? A nigga can't come out and say, hey, man, my woman, she's stealing on me. She hitting on me. You don't hear men say this. It's so one-sided. That other side is never spoke on.
True.
But whose fault is that?
I don't think it's...
Whose fault is that?
Ourselves.
Exactly. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for chiming in.
I don't know where to place blame, though.
Like, I would be... Can you imagine that's
your ego. If you can't speak up and say that somebody is putting their hands on you, that's your ego. And that's your right. If you choose not to, that's your choice.
I had one situation of allegedly putting my hands on a woman. And
allegedly.
I remember she called my sister. And my sister came to pick her up or whatever. And my sister is like, just kept asking her, what did she do? She was like, that's not him. Like, he's not just going to put his hands on you. He's not going to, you know what I'm saying? So, and although I'm like, this is my sister, you know, like, she knows me. But literally, like I said, I did every step to walk away from the situation. Yeah. Like, you're constantly pushing at me. You pushing on my back. We going to talk right now. You yanking my shoulder. It's like, God damn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, choke slam. You know what I'm saying?
DDT.
Yeah, we got it. And I'm not, you know, like, I do not believe in at all punching on a, I don't think you should ever have to, I don't think, me as a man, I don't think you should ever have to take it to that level of actually punching, you know what I'm saying, a woman that you know you're going to win that fight. Now, don't get me wrong, if it's Tatiana Ali, if it's one of the Ali's, not Tatiana Ali, but you know what I'm saying, one of Ali's,
might. Huh? You just never know. You gotta defend yourself.
Yeah, if your dad Mayweather, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, I gotta put you to sleep because you might have more skill in this.
Yeah, so you might be a professional.
I gotta use my power right now. What? I hope that don't ever have to happen.
It's fucked up, man. It's a real life situation, man. I mean, you know, we don't condone it, but these are real life situations that do happen.
Well, Tamara, you are typing a fairy tale. Fighting lovingly. What?
I think that's what
That's what we want it to look like.
That's what the finished product looks like. That's what the finished product looks like. The problem is we rarely dye the finished product.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
a work in progress.
Boy, that is a fairy tale. Because once you at that level, you at that level.
I'd be sick to my stomach, man. Turning a woman in.
She was mean to me. It happens, though.
Oh, it definitely, especially out here.
Oh, yeah.
No, especially the officer going to be like, do you want to press charges?
It got to be some extreme shit. Like, she didn't cut the nigga. She didn't stab the nigga. She didn't did some shit like that. Then, okay, yeah, you can see my wounds, but a chick just taking off on you and
I got two homegirls got the police called on them.
Jesus.
And
they will pick you up for sure.
They are the smallest women ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like this nigga could have clearly won this fight. Yeah. So yeah, it definitely happens. I don't know. Like, once I just be so scared it's gonna pass down to my kids. Like, I see it in my kids.
That's the shit I be.
My kids throw fits.
It's not the fucking. I'm not scared to argue. I'm not scared to do any of that around my kids. It's who's gonna pick this shit up?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I ain't no fucking finished product. So, like I said, you get me there, we go in there. But the problem is, I don't know which one of them is gonna pick that shit up.
All my daughters throw a fit and start swinging.
Jesus.
Every single one of them. But then they're so fucking soft at the same time. Like, I tell my...
It's usually a sensitive one.
Yeah, I tell my daughters all the time, like, y'all so tough in house. Y'all are not this outside this home.
Yeah. Hey, before we get up out of here, man, I want to give my condolences, man, to the young man. His name was Jonathan. I believe it was Jonathan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
They jumped him in.
High school student, man, like 15 kids, man, jumped him and killed him, man. I know they caught. You got like 10 of them right now, man. It's going to be over. Probably going to be pretty much over for them.
Yeah.
They're going to do a lot of time, man. But it's an unfortunate situation, man. It's really an unfortunate situation, man. These high school decisions.
And he was trying to protect someone, right?
Yeah, he said he was standing up to them. They were into it with somebody else.
Yeah.
Man, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's unfortunate, man. It's really unfortunate.
Vegas been having some crazy news headlines lately.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah, man.
It's been terrible.
It's been really bad. It's been really bad. Some
crazy news
headlines. And the more we grow, the more crazier these situations are going to get. I did see, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, but there was another situation where, I don't know if it was a bullying situation, but you know, father ended up shooting at some students, so.
Yeah.
Over a bullying situation. So, you know, it's Views from the 7, man. As always, man, you can follow us on Twitter at Views from the 7, Instagram Views from the _7, TikTok Views from the _7, Facebook at Views from the 7. If you're watching, you know, you can listen to us later on all your favorite podcast platforms. If you're listening, you can watch us live every Wednesday or go to View7 Network on YouTube and check us out. You can follow me on Twitter at Just Call Me Spence, SPENC. Where can they find y'all at?
You can find me everywhere at Shayna _Candy. That's SHAYNA_KANDI.
You are back. Shout out. Man.
Yeah, shout out. Came on my little hiatus.
Skinny Junior 777 on Instagram.
All right, man, we up out of here. Next week. Peace.